Building Tamil solidarity with youth and the trade unions. Kitheswaran Srithiran, East London Socialist Party Tamil Solidarity hosted its annual general meeting, AGM, on the 11th of January. The meeting was attended by 20 people, and reflected the strength of the campaign. The meeting was chaired by Laura Nair, a Socialist Party member and Tamil Solidarity Organising Committee member. Union representatives included Socialist Party member April Ashley from Public Sector Union Unison, there in a personal capacity. It is evident that young people have begun playing leading roles in the campaign, with new would-be members showing great interest in the campaign. A political discussion followed, led by Senan, another Socialist Party member. Tamil Solidarity was not surprised by the appointment of Gotabaya Rajapaksa, head of the Ministry of Defence during the 2009 bloody genocide against Tamils, as president of Sri Lanka in March 2019. Tamil Solidarity, the Socialist Party and other diaspora members protested against the racist meeting hosted by Rajapaksa's army generals in Britain. The political discussion also focused on India. The new citizenship law singles out Muslims from certain countries as not eligible for citizenship. Tamil Solidarity will protest with others in London on the 25th of January. The meeting concluded by agreeing that this year the emphasis is to work to build a fight back against Gotabaya, linking it with the struggles in India, to develop the youth arm of Tamil Solidarity and the refugee rights campaign, develop the trade union team and finally invest in our own media, Ethiopia. Say no to racism, revoke Citizenship Amendment Act. Assemble 1 p.m., opposite 10 Downing Street, march to Indian High Commission.